buckaroos, it's that time once again when the call of the cacti beckons this old claim jumper and the urge to hightail it down to the land of sidewinders and scorpions, Gila monsters and Republicans becomes too strong to ignore. So I'm packing my kit and heading down to Arizona for a little road tripping on the red dirt back road where only the border patrols know my name. I don't know Arizona much, and mercifully the reverse is true. Back in the 70s, I plowed through and I wasn't much impressed, but let's be honest, we both must have mellowed by now, and I'm willing to give the state another chance. I bet that rude waitress at the Flagstaff truck stop is a great-grandma by now, maybe votes Democratic, collects her Social Security, and dreams of jackalopes on the high prairie, not illegal immigrants. She doesn't remember the long-haired hippie kid 40 years ago, although I remember her. Arizona's like the South for me. Should have let it go back in the 1860s, and Arizona, we could still cut Mexico a deal, throw in the Alamo too for a few pesos, good riddance. I'm going down to reconnoiter though, not do a market analysis. I'm going to try my best to avoid Phoenix and the snowbird trailer parks. Probably won't go near the border, but, well, Tucson looks interesting and a buddy's moving down by Bisbee. Mostly I want to see the state top to bottom, left to right, up and down, in and out. Gives you a chance to take a breather. You deserve it. I know. I'm a blabbermouth and a chatterbox. So enjoy the peace and quiet, walk the beach, go down to the park. I'll be back, tanned and rested, or detained and arrested. Either way, I'll report back.